Cook County High School teacher and girls volleyball coach, Pam Taylor, is here in the studio with us today, talking about her diagnosis of breast cancer. It's good to have you here.
Thanks, Maddie, for having me.
Yep. So can you tell us first how you discovered that you had breast cancer?
Well, I was doing a self-examination and I discovered a lump. So then when I was at the doctor, I told her that I had found a lump and we did a mammogram and we went from there. So it was a self-examination, which is what I had just previously taught my health classes how to do self-examinations with breast and testicular cancer. So it was a good teaching moment for me.
What was going through your mind when you first found out about it, like your reaction to all the news?
Well, at first, when I first found the lump, I was kind of like, okay, this is just a cyst. It's nothing big. It's nothing important. And then it was, okay, well, we're going to send you down to Duluth and have a biopsy done. And so we had the biopsy done, and I was still kind of thinking, oh, it's okay. It's not a big deal. But it was, you know, the results from the biopsy called, and actually, I was home alone that night because my husband was out of town for work and the boys were working, and the doctor called and said it was a malignant tumor. And I was like, oh, okay. And I was kind of stunned. I just kind of sat there for a while and let it sink in. And then I called my husband and I called my sister. And since then, it's just kind of been a whirlwind of medical appointments and all kinds of stuff. But kind of a shock.
Yeah. What was it like having to tell all your family? Like, what were some of their reactions?
My husband was out of town, so he was like, I'm coming home. I said, no, you don't need to come home because there's nothing we can do right now. We have a medical appointment on this date. And my sister was a little depressed, but she's got some friends going through cancer, different kinds of cancer. So she was kind of like, you're kidding me. And my brothers didn't really know what to say. Yeah. My boys were kind of like, you're kidding us. And I went, no, we're not. But, you know, tried to stay positive and tell them that things are going to be okay. And it's just going to be a long road to recovery. So.
So I'm in one of your health classes, actually, obviously.
You are.
And you're really open and honest with all of our classes about what's going on with you. Is there any reason for that? Like, do you find it important to...
Well, I just, you know, because we had just covered it in class, you know, we had gone over breast and testicular self-examinations in class. So then I found out, and the next day I went to school and I walked into class and I went, okay, so this is, this is why you do these, because they're important. And I just kind of decided that I wanted my classes to know that this is important. And all of a sudden it became just such a teaching moment for the school. And then now with even the community, and the school has been so supportive and the community has been so supportive. So I just kind of have said, well, I want them to know what's going on and what, you know, I'm feeling. And the kids have been really responsive with it. So it's been, hopefully a learning experience for them, and they can have someone that maybe they can relate to and say, okay, we know what to do now.
Yeah. And also, I know there's a few people in town who actually, like, they're pretty inspired by how you found out about this on your own. And a lot of people have been going in for mammograms and doing self-examinations because of that. How does that make you feel?
It makes me feel great. I have a friend of mine who actually, she told me she hadn't gone for a mammogram for 4 years, and because of me, she went in. And I've had a couple other people who've said, yep, okay, we're going in. I've got my appointment set up. So I think it's awesome. I'm glad my students are taking it serious. I'm glad people in the community are going, hey, we need to do this. So like I said, I hope it's a learning experience for everybody. And my husband told me, he says, some people would keep this quiet and shy, but not you. I said, well, I have to teach the kids. That's what I'm made to do. So, and so I'm glad they're following through with it.
And there's so many people here in the county supporting you and up at the school. So how's that like to know you have so many people there for you?
It's overwhelming. it is just amazing the number of people that are praying for me and wishing me well. And I just came from a basketball game, and people are, I mean, I get hugs all the time, and it's just amazing. As Nelson set up this benefit tomorrow night, and I know there's lots of people that are going to support this benefit for me tomorrow night. And it's amazing, and it's a little overwhelming. It's hard to imagine that there's so many people out there that care. And I mean, it's a great feeling. I'm glad for all the support, but oh my gosh, this community is awesome. It's it it's set me back a couple of times and put me in tears, but it's a wonderful community we have.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I just, thanks for the support. Thanks for all the prayers and everything else. And I hope my classes are behaving while I'm gone from school. So I will be around checking on them. I do come in every once in a while and check on them. And they're like, oh, we hear her. So they know I'm around yet. So thanks for interviewing. And hopefully everybody is inspired and does their self-examinations and takes care of their health.
Yeah, it's great to have you here.
Thanks, Maddie.